Did you know that just by calling Design Air Heating and Cooling, you may have the chance to throw out a first pitch at Busch Stadium? The number to call at Design Air Heating and Cooling is 314-739-1600. 314-739-1600. Just by calling Design Air Heating and Cooling, you'll be registered for the chance to throw out a first pitch and four all-inclusive tickets to that game. 314-739-1600. Visit designairservice.com. Proud partners of the Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with the HomeLoanExpert.com. The only thing I like better than baseball is saving people money. Start saving now with a cash-out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and my weekly visit on a Wednesday morning with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. He's got a giveaway to tell you about, so that'll make you stay through the podcast and listen in. And if you're interested in the Hall of Fame, it concerns the Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum, and we'll talk about the Cardinals Hall of Famers coming up. Also, this week on Scoops with DannyMac.com, I'll have a visit with Brian Finch, heads up the museum, and also he is the one that'll put on the outstanding event this weekend at Ballpark Village, which is open to the public. We'll get into the guys going into the Hall of Fame, specifically Scott Rolen and Jason Isringhausen. There's also some news concerning what the Cardinals may do with some call-ups. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds. Visit lordosdiamonds.com. Special occasion, anniversary, getting engaged. Before you shop anywhere else, compare it. Mention my name. Get additional savings off at Lordo's Diamonds, located in the heart of Ladue. lordosdiamonds.com to see their selection. We'll get into Jake Woodford in this podcast. What lies ahead for him? Justin Williams, he was part of the Tommy Pham deal. He's starting to make some noise. Also, we'll get into Daniel Ponce de Leon, who's been very effective. Middle infielders have been very good for the Cardinals down in the minor leagues. Could be potential call-ups and other potential call-ups as well that we'll talk about. This is Scoops with DannyMac.com, and we're brought to you by Westport Social. So if you have a fantasy football draft, look no further than Westport Social, because they're located in Westport Plaza. Easy to get to, jumbo TVs, the ice cold beer. They've got stations for your computers, high speed internet. Every weekend too, they have got, when you think about Westport Social, live music, and on Sundays, a great brunch. Westport Social. Find out more online, and that is westportsocial-stl.com for more information for your fantasy football draft or to book a brunch. Coming up, we'll visit with Brian Walton. More features keep rolling out on the Schnucks Rewards app, all designed to simplify shopping. Your rewards points still continue to pile up, earning you money off your next purchase. But now you can create customizable and shareable shopping lists. Shop for your family's dietary needs with the new wellness icons. Gluten-free, organic, heart smart, it's all covered. So this week, simplify shopping. Try the new features on the Schnucks Rewards app. Shopping will never be the same. Schnucks Rewards. Download it today. Wednesdays with Walton and our chance to visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. And you can read his news. It is 365 days a year. And that includes Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's. You can find something on the St. Louis Cardinals, minor leagues or the major leagues. And that's at thecardinalnation.com. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this weekend. We've got the Hall of Fame coming up. And as I mentioned, you don't write just about the minor leagues, but you also take a hard look at what's happening with the big league club and many of the issues around baseball. So I want to jump into the Hall of Fame, which is so exciting. I love it. I think it's a great day and a celebration of Cardinals baseball. Tell me what you thought of Mort Cooper, Jason Isringhausen, and Scott Rolen going into the Cardinals Hall of Fame this weekend.
Well, I'm on the Red Ribbon Commission that selects the veteran player that went in, which was Mort Cooper. And then we also set the ballot of roughly eight players that get voted on by the fans for the modern era players. And that's where Scott Rolen and Jason Isringhausen were voted in this year. Obviously, both very deserving. And Mort Cooper, a lot of folks don't know Mort Cooper unless they're historians, but very important pitcher for the Cardinals in the 40s when they won three championships, and a very deserving addition to the Cardinals Hall of Fame as well.
How about Izzy and Rolen? When you think of those two guys, I think Keith Hernandez will get in at some point, but it is a great debate to think about those three.
Well, and this is really a time to celebrate I thought Keith Hernandez was deserving, has been deserving. But, you know, he carries that stigma of having also played with the Mets and been a part of a championship team there as well. So, you know, there are some fans who hold that against him as well as, you know, the circumstances by which he left town. But if you look at the history of the Cardinals in terms of productivity from first baseman and his ability defensively, he's one of the greatest first basemen in team history. And hopefully he'll get...
I want to ask you, too, about Lane Thomas as we switch gears. Lane Thomas, I know you saw up front and close an awful lot. Give me the background on this young man, because I think he's going to be a player before it's all said and done.
The Cardinals really got a bonus with Lane Thomas in one of the years where they were under penalty for international signings because of the Houston hacking incident. They could only spend $300,000 per player, so they had money allocation that they couldn't use. They traded some of that to Toronto, who wanted to spend some more money on an international player, and got Lane Thomas in return. He had had a good history with Toronto. Stubby Clapp knew him from when he was in the organization, but Thomas was injured a lot early in the minor leagues, and frankly, right after he got to the Cardinals in Palm Beach, he got injured, only played 9 games his first year. Had a breakout season in 2018, actually led the system in home runs. Had one more than Harrison Bader, Tyler O'Neill, who of course spent part of the time in St. Louis. Thomas is a very, very strong all-around player. Has great skill. He can hit. He has game power. He can field well. Is roughly a 50 on the 20 to 80 scale in the field. Also has a very good throwing arm. The question with Lane Thomas. And, of course, he can play all over 3 defensive positions in the outfield and is a very good center fielder. The question is, will Lane Thomas be a starting outfielder in the majors or will he be a reserve? And, unfortunately, this time he hasn't got enough at bats to really answer that question. When he has been given the opportunity, he's produced and done well, but it's been still such a small sample. You know, you can't really draw a conclusion yet about what his future role will be with St. Louis.
When you think of Harrison Bader, he's now back with the club. Rosarena going back down to the minor leagues. He rejoined St. Louis last night. I'm curious, when you look at Harrison, what did you see that gave him, you know, some cause for hope and the club cause for hope as he was sent back down to the minors? What was he doing right?
Well, Harrison Bader, you know, had coming up through the system, they and hitting left-handed pitching. And he even lost that with St. Louis. He just sort of lost his mojo. And when he went down to Memphis, he not only hit right-handed pitching, left-handed pitching, but he also hit right-handed pitching very, very well. He went down to, in the end of May. I think he was on a 9-game hitting streak, hitting .400 over his last week and a half with Memphis. He's just seeing the ball, hitting the ball very well. Of course, we know his defensive portfolio. So the question will be, you know, in this crowded outfield mix, is how many, you know, how long will Harrison get a chance to play and prove that his bat is back? Because as you well know, as everyone listening to this knows, Tyler O'Neill's quote rehab, and, you know, he was starting in left field before he was injured. Jose Martinez is also not too far away. So, you know, and when rosters expand in September, you know, you could have a Rosarena back. So, you know, there's all these guys who are going to be competing for at-bats. And generally speaking, Ozuna and Dexter Fowler have been in the lineup most days, meaning, at most there's one spot for all these guys to compete for.
Daniel Ponce de Leon has pitched well since he went back to the minor leagues, and it looks like he's been able to, for the most part, control the strike zone, which has been his big issue.
That's absolutely right. I mean, we've all seen when Daniel is on, he's almost unhittable. But that ball has to be moving, but still registering within the strike zone. And just to give you a perspective, in the last 3 starts, 18 innings, no runs allowed for Daniel. Only 5 walks, 28 strikeouts. 28 strikeouts in 18 innings with Memphis. So, I mean, the results are phenomenal. Batters are hitting .212 against him. So, you know, we're going to see Daniel certainly within the 10 days or so when Memphis season ends. And he'll, you know, likely get a chance to get back into at least the long relief mix, if not get a spot or two down the road.
How about also a guy that I just want to keep tabs on? He might be added to the 40-man at some point, and that's Jake Woodford. How has he been faring?
Jake Woodford's had a rough month. His last start out, he was better, which was good to see because in his last 30 innings, he's had an ERA right around 5. The walks are up. The strikeouts are still there, but the walks are up. But he's been got hit around pretty well as well. So, you know, this is kind of a crucial time for Jake Woodford, not because Memphis is necessarily going anywhere, because they're not, but, you know, he's not on the 40-man roster, as you said, and this is a chance where he could show that he might be deserving to come to St. Louis. But, you know, his numbers aren't standing out well enough that is certainly assured to happen.
And then finally, in terms of, and I know you wrote about this recently in the last 7-10 days or so, who else do you think outside of Daniel Ponce de Leon and some of the other guys we already mentioned that could get called up? Anybody else catch your attention that might get called up when September ends?
Well, two of the middle infielders have been playing extremely well of late, and I'm specifically talking about shortstop Edmundo Sosa and second baseman Ramon Urias. Both those guys over the last month have OPSs right around 1,000. So, you know, you're talking about middle infielders who can, you know, who can really hit. But as we've seen with St. Louis, you know, things are so crowded, you know, it's not clear that they would get much of a chance to play if they get called up. On the pitching side, Genesis Cabrera had a good start, but he hasn't been pitching, you know, really all that well. You certainly consider that Dominic Leon would be a guy that would get a chance to be called up as well. And probably Mike Myers isn't going to get added back onto the 40-man roster since he was taken off so recently. But he's also pitched well in the limited time since he joined Memphis. One other guy I wanted to point out is a guy that's kind of off people's radar screen, and that's Justin Williams, the left-handed outfielder that the Cardinals picked up in the Tampa Bay trade for Tommy Pham a year ago. Was injured most of the year, but in his last 22 or so games with Memphis, Williams has hit the ball extremely well, has really shown, you know, some of the promise that he has not shown, you know, in the prior year with the Cardinals. But again, with a crowded outfield, really Williams has just tried to, at this point, probably needs to get himself positioned to compete in the mix for 2020.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Hair Saloon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men. And then finally, Brian, what can fans find at thecardinalnation.com on a daily basis?
Well, certainly our daily minor league recaps, our daily team reports. Derek Shore, our Springfield reporter, has been doing a series of features. Justin Turner, a 28th rounder that a lot of folks haven't heard about, the first player from last year's draft class to reach Double A. We have details on next spring's spring training schedule. A feature on Ronnie Williams, another reliever up and coming in the system. So lots to see about what's happening as the minor league seasons wind down. Labor Day is going to be pretty much the end of it this year.
Always fun to visit with you, Brian. We'll catch you up next Wednesday.
Dan, one more thing before we go, please.
Yeah.
We talked about the Hall of Fame early on. For those who would like to visit the Hall of Fame Museum, which is on the second floor of Ballpark Village, as folks know, I have 3 pairs of passes that I will give to 3 different listeners here. You need to go to the Cardinal Nation free message board forum, find the Scoops with Danny Mac thread where we I provide a link to these podcasts each week, and just make your claim. The first 3 folks who come and ask for these museum passes, I'll get them out to you right away in the mail.
I love it. Good stuff. A giveaway and a lot of info. That's Brian Walton every Wednesday. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Dan.